Good morning, Dove Studio.
Yes, hi, is this Anne?
Yeah, no problem. Every line I've taken this week has dropped, so it's
I saw that.
Don't worry about it. We're fine. We're rolling.
I'll place the line right back through. Just one moment, and I'll announce you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're now online with Jennifer Simonetti Bryan.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I do enjoy a nice glass of wine. But do you think most people really know what a rosé is?
I think they associate it with cheap and sweet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people have looked at rosé over the year and they just associate it with blush and they just not looked back.
Do they think it's a silly wine?
No, not at all. Otherwise, I wouldn't have written a book about it.
Well, let's talk about the book. The book is Rosé Wine, The Guide to Drinking Pink. And it's absolutely perfect for this time of year. We're about to get into the really, really hot time of year down here in Florida. And I think rosé wine will pair off so beautifully with so many things.
Absolutely. It's very gulpable by the pool.
You sound like you have an awful lot of fun.
We in the wine industry, we know how to have fun.
Well, you'd have to. Tell me about rosé wine and how we can best add it to, say, a summer party.
I think that rosé wine is now starting to get some respect.
Okay.
You know, if running in your field would say, you know, it just gets no respect, rosé wine. But I think a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but there was horror in the Hamptons where they ran out of Provence rosé.
Oh.
And I think it was the tongue-in-cheek kind of aspect of that news topic that people were going, what? You know, no, it's not ISIS. No, it's not an earthquake. They ran out of dry rosé in the Hamptons. And so here you have this really wealthy area and people, you know, having these huge swanky parties and drinking. They ran out of rosé. And they're like, well, what's that about? So I think people have started to experiment with the types of rosés that are out there in the world. And dry rosé, and even just from Provence, which is a very light, delicate style, completely dry, you see the exports from there to the United States have increased exponentially over the last 5 years. And so it's really remarkable. I mean, they're thrilled. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are starting to look at all the different rosés there are out there. It's not just sweet. I have a wheel inside the book.
I saw that.
Where you've got four different categories. Yeah. So if you take this Cosmo-like quiz, you get placed into a category. It's like having your colors done, except for wine. and so you've got blush, which is a little bit of sweetness, crisp, fruity, and rich. So crisp would be the Provence-like style, which is barely pink. And then you've got the rich style, which is like one of the ones you see from Tavel, which is in the Rhone, not too far from Provence, but it's made with the same grapes, but it's made with a different winemaking technique that it's really rich and bold. So it's like very luscious raspberries, but completely dry. And then you have every shade in between made with different grape varieties, whether it's Malbec in Argentina or Pinot Noir from Oregon. So you see a lot of different styles being made out there now.
But with all those different styles, you do make it easy with the book to take the rosé quiz, so we know what might be best for us.
Yeah, well, I you know, even if the quiz points you in a direction where you're like, that's not me at all, it's kind of like finger painting for adults. You can dip your toe in each one of those pools and, you know, see what happens. And the great thing about rosé is that they're affordable. Doing the, quote, market research, you know, tasting all these wines, I found that most of them were under $20. I mean, even in the book, 75% of my recommendations are under $20, and 50% are under $15. So it was remarkable. I even tried one for $5. I was like, okay, I've got to try this. You know, it was a dry rosé from Trader Joe's, and I was like, okay, I got to try this. And it was actually quite good.
I knew you were going to say Trader Joe's. That's one of my favorite places to go find things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I moved from New York to Los Angeles almost 2 years ago, and this is Trader Joe's has been fantastic because they sell wine in Trader Joe's.
Do you think we tend to get a little snobby about our wine sometimes?
Yeah, I suppose. But look at back in the 70s and 80s, there's a picture in the book with Jimi Hendrix drinking Matus, you know, sparkling Vinho Verde, or Portuguese rosé. And at the same time, the Queen of England was drinking it. So if Jimi Hendrix and the Queen of England are drinking something, it's got to be cool.
It's got to be wonderful. Now, what do you like to have with your rosé? Say, just for a light meal, what would you put together with that?
Well, it's not just for breakfast anymore, honestly.
Oh, darn.
actually, it's a perfect brunch wine. Because you can have, you know, brunch like eggs and eggs Benedict and things like that. And you can go all the way to lamb and hamburgers.
Mm.
And you know, with the light sweet styles, I find that some sweet styles of rosé are perfect with spicy Mexican cuisine or Szechuan shrimp or Thai takeout. The sweetness tones down some of the heat in those dishes. So I usually find those work really, really well. And so I think that it's finally getting some respect, and even the blush, white Zinfandels and all of that. So I think that a lot of people are gravitating and not caring about what's looking good and not.
You got to have some fun with it. Have you ever done a wine slushy with a rosé?
Oh, the frosé?
Yeah.
I haven't quite done it yet, but I hear it's the biggest rage in the Hamptons. So I guess I'm going to have to try it at some point.
Well, if the Hamptons are doing it, please, we have to.
Exactly.
Jennifer, you're a blast to talk to, and let's add some rosé and some life to our summer with the rosé wine. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. You can find the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's everywhere.
And we'll make sure that we link it up to your website. I want to make sure I get your website correct, because I love, is it your Twitter handle? Yes. Was it the
Jedi Wine
Master. That's perfect. Thank you again so much, and we'll be giving our listeners a chance to pick up their own copy of Rosé Wine soon. Jennifer, thank you so much, and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.